You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Michael Pfeffer, the Managing Director of Post Capital Partners, a New York-based private equity firm that employs a unique executive-first strategy about how that strategy can benefit entrepreneurs and help grow their businesses. Here's how it works. The centerpiece of Post Capital's investing strategy is partnering with talented executives. Post Capital works with both existing management teams already running great businesses, as well as seasoned industry executives looking for their next challenge. The firm then proactively works with the executives to develop compelling investment and growth strategies to identify and source attractive investment opportunities and to then create significant value in the companies they invest in together. Here's why it works. For small and medium-sized businesses, quality management leadership is the primary driver of value creation. Post Capital truly does put executives first by supporting and partnering with strong management teams, be it with capital financing or strategic advice, making the executive success the top priority in their investing. And today we are with Michael Pfeffer to tell us more about Post Capital's executive first strategy and how it can help grow your entrepreneurial business. Mr. Pfeffer, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yes, great to have you with us today. So to get us started, what is private equity?
So private equity is pools of capital that have been raised to invest in companies. There's lots of different varieties, from buyouts, growth capital, distressed, or early stage investing.
And how can private equity help an entrepreneur-led business?
So the initial part, which private equity is known for, is for providing capital, which could be used for liquidity and wealth diversification, could be used in succession planning in order to help, say, the next generation to buy out the founders or to provide for growth initiatives. But private equity should be much more than capital. Good private equity firms will also provide strategic guidance to help the business grow. Private equity firms have a lot of experience with issues such as to support growth, such as putting in new systems, finding people. There's an opportunity for private equity firms to make introductions, to help with acquisition support, as well as be a sounding board for the senior management team.
And taking that a little further, what should entrepreneurs and executives look for when partnering with a private equity firm?
Sure, that's a great question. Fit is really the most important item. Essentially, it's a marriage that's going to be very difficult to dissolve once a private equity firm invests in a business. It's important to make sure that the objectives between the company and the private equity firm are aligned and that there's a shared vision for the future. It's important that the company takes a look and says, what else besides capital is the private equity firm bringing to the table? I know a lot of people get hung up on valuation, and I think valuation is very important for a company, but be careful to make sure that it's not the only determinant of which private equity firm to work with.
Now, Mr. Pfeffer, how is Post Capital different than other private equity firms in the market?
Sure. Well, fundamentally, we have a belief that it's the management that's the most determinant of success. As a result, we created what we refer to as our executive first strategy, where we partner with really smart, talented executives with a great track record and a vision for their industry. This could be executives who are looking to buy a business or an existing management team. We have a little bit of a different flavor as well, as we'll both make minority growth capital investments as well as control buyouts. We think about each investment separately and have very flexible structures that are tailored to the specific situation. We want to avoid the one solution fits all approach.
And I hear you on that. Today we are joined by Michael Pfeffer, the Managing Director of Post Capital Partners, a New York-based private equity firm that employs a unique executive-first strategy here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Pfeffer, how does Post Capital's Executive First strategy work, and what are the benefits for the entrepreneurs who do partner with you?
Sure. Let's start with an executive who's looking to buy a business. We actually call them our executive partners. First, we will provide them assistance in developing and vetting an investment thesis. And once we've established a thesis, we'll provide significant resources to identify and acquire a business that fits the thesis. We essentially are setting up a marketing plan in terms of how to get introductions to companies to find the correct one to buy. And then once we've identified a company and have reached an arrangement, we'll provide the bulk of the capital to acquire the business. I say the bulk of the capital because we want the executive to co-invest with us. We think it's important that the executive has some skin in the game. And then once we acquire the business, the value that we're going to provide after closing is very similar for executives that we just bought a business with and for entrepreneurs that we partner with that already own a business. We'll provide the complete access of the resources of our firm and extended network, which would include other industry executives that can help provide strategic guidance and may sit on a board. We'll provide customer introductions, assistance with financing and acquisitions, just to name a few of the benefits post-closing that we would bring to the table.
Now, if I'm a founder and want to stay in my business, how can Post Capital's Executive First strategy work to benefit me in that regard?
Sure. Well, firstly, Post Capital only pursues investment opportunities where we have insights and can be a value-added partner. Maybe it's useful to give an example. So we made an investment that we recently sold in a business called Invo Healthcare Associates. When we made the investment, it was a healthcare staffing business that had been founded by two partners. They were looking for liquidity, and one of the partners was interested in retiring. The other founder wanted to stay on. A key issue that they had was they had a need to update the systems and processes. They had tried unsuccessfully a few years previously to do so and were somewhat skeptical, but their business had hit a point where it was really critical to update the systems. One of our executive partners was a former CEO of a technology business focused on the staffing industry. He had helped us with diligence, and then he joined the board post-closing. He was able to help guide the company to streamline and automate a lot of the processes, which enabled the company to increase profitability and also grow faster. Oh, and by the way, the founders made more money when we sold the business last year than they did on the first sale to us.
And that is pretty awesome. Now, if you don't mind, can you give us an example of how other entrepreneurs have benefited from Post Capital's Executive First approach?
Sure. I want to talk about an executive, Phil Johnson. Phil was an executive who had spent over 25 years in the chemical industry. He was very seasoned experience, spent a big part of his time at Mobil Exxon Specialty Chemical. And he had a thesis around the water treatment and food safety industries. And we did search in the industry and identified a company called BHS Marketing, which was a chemical company founded by Bruce Schechinger and Michael Merlot, both of whom had years in the chemical distribution business but were not chemical engineers. At the time that we identified BHS, it was almost exclusively a chemical distribution business. Phil, who's a chemical engineer, became the CEO of the business after we invested in the company and was able to upgrade the company to increase the manufacturing capabilities and the R&D capabilities. Phil worked with both Bruce and Michael to reposition the business from a strictly distribution business to a technical solutions provider with manufacturing and R&D capabilities. We sold this business over the summer, and the best part about this business is Phil, who was an executive and employee of larger companies previously, was able to create meaningful wealth for himself and his family, and the founders also ended up receiving about the same amount of money on what we call the second bite of the apple as they did on the first sale of the business.
And that's a good and tremendous example. Thanks for sharing. Now, what type of companies are a best fit for Post Capital, whether if it's mid-size, small size, industry, et cetera? What are the best types of companies or the best fit here?
Sure. So we're somewhat industry agnostic. We focus more on the specific business model. We like businesses that have a repeat or recurring revenue stream. And then from a size standpoint, we look for businesses that have a minimum of $10 million in revenue and at least $2 million of EBITDA or cash flow. Typically, the EBITDA size ranges from somewhere between $2 and $20 million.
Well, Mr. Pfeffer, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for all the information. Most helpful, no doubt about it. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
What I would say is strong executive leadership is the key to creating value in a business. And by partnering with an executive-driven firm, entrepreneurs can get the benefit of the firm's, the private equity firm's knowledge and experience and access to their resources.
And thanks for those closing remarks. Much appreciated. Now, tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get all the details on Post Capital Partners and how one could be in contact as well.
Sure. You could reach us at our website, which is www.postcp.com.
Again, Mr. Pfeffer, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me.
We have been speaking with Mr. Michael Pfeffer, the Managing Director of Post Capital Partners, a New York-based private equity firm that employs a unique executive-first strategy about how that strategy can benefit entrepreneurs and help grow their businesses. And for all the details, visit postcp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is Christy Hegwarness of Global Press Institute, and you're listening to EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.